The U.S. Air Force has started flying Rwandan troops into Darfur. The Rwandans will serve as part of an African Union peacekeeping force in the region. More than a year ago, the African Union pledged to send thousands of peacekeepers to Darfur. Rwanda had soldiers it was willing to send, but it had no way to get them there. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, that's where the Americans come in.
Before dawn this morning, under an orange moon, Rwandan soldiers filed into the back of two U.S. Air Force transport planes. Rwanda has had several hundred troops serving as peacekeepers in Darfur since last year. This airlift by the American military will increase the Rwandan presence in Darfur almost fourfold.
I'm Major General Mike Gould, commander of 3rd Air Force, and we're down in Kigali, Rwanda, participating in an African Union mission to deploy peacekeeping stabilization forces into the Darfur region of Sudan.
Gould is about to jump into one of the bulky C-130 transport planes for the five-hour flight up to western Sudan.
This is an effort that will go on for several weeks, and we'll move up to as many as 1,500 troops to go in there and hopefully stabilize the situation.
Since the early days of the conflict in Darfur, the Sudanese government in Khartoum has resisted the deployment of foreign troops. The first foreign soldiers to go in under the African Union peacekeeping mission were technically monitors. Their role was primarily to observe the situation on the ground, but not to intervene in what the Bush administration has labeled genocide. In September of last year, the Khartoum government agreed to allow the AU peacekeeping mission to be expanded from a few hundred to 3,000 troops, but it took the AU almost a year to get that number into Darfur. Major General Gould with the U.S. Air Force notes that Rwanda simply doesn't have the logistical capacity to move hundreds of its troops quickly from one part of the continent to another.
Force does not have fixed-wing aircraft. They have helicopters, so they have asked for our assistance in this.
The U.S. Air Force has sent 150 people to Kigali to run the month-long airlift. The operation also involves moving military equipment and bringing home some of the Rwandan peacekeepers who have been serving in Darfur for more than 6 months. Lieutenant Colonel Charles Karumba with the Rwandan Defense Forces says Rwanda has the political will and the troops to participate in African Union peacekeeping missions, but not the resources.
We don't have the airlift capability. It would be a very expensive affair for us. If talking about our economy, it would be a big strain on our economy.
Rwandans know all too well how important international peacekeepers, or the lack of international peacekeepers, can be. During the 1994 Rwandan genocide, in which almost 1 million people were killed in 100 days, UN troops failed to stop the killing and then, in the midst of the carnage, retreated out of the country. Back in 1994, Karumba says, the international community turned its back on Rwanda.
Oh, yes. Everybody abandoned us here.
He says that Rwanda's willingness to send troops to Darfur isn't a direct result of the 1994 genocide. He says Rwanda is only acting as a responsible nation in trying to do its part to bring stability to Africa. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kigali.